All right, now before we get to the strawberry letter, we got to let you know this. A dangerous outbreak of severe thunderstorms and tornadoes are imminent for portions of the south and the southeast, where destructive winds, they're talking about hail and tornadoes, some potentially strong, are expected today and tomorrow. So we're just, you know, asking you, Steve Harvey Nation, to please stay safe, stay prepared, and please, above all things, listen to your local officials. If they tell you to do something, please follow those instructions, okay?
Yes,
so this should
be aware.
Hit sometime
yes.
tomorrow.
Be
yeah.
safe.
Yeah. Sometime yeah. tomorrow. Please be safe. And we're going to switch gears here because it is time now for the strawberry letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
All right, thank you, nephew. Subject, my girlfriend is talking behind my back. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been with my girlfriend for close to a year, and she has a problem with talking behind my back. I noticed a change in how her friends greeted me and acted around me, but I didn't think much of it until I found out why they were doing that. One night, my girl got an attitude with me because I was playing a video game and she wanted to argue about it. She started texting somebody back to back, and when she fell asleep, her phone was still dinging. I checked the last text and it came from one of her gay male friends, and he typed that I am not a real man and she can do so much better. I didn't read any more messages after that because I already knew she had been dogging me out to him. I sent him a text telling him to watch himself. I let her know that I read his message. She said she needed to vent, and he's always been her go-to person. She agreed that she was wrong, and I let it go. But the same sort of thing keeps happening with two other friends of hers. She has told them a lot of negative stuff about me, and I could tell because of the little comments they make when they think I can't hear them. Here's the deal. I wasn't raised in the suburbs like my girlfriend. My single mother is a teacher, and I grew up in an apartment. My girlfriend and I agree a lot over, we disagree a lot over a lot of small stuff. When she's upset, she runs to her friends with her problems, and she vents about how I fall short in certain areas and how she has to constantly correct me on things. This is a major flaw with my girlfriend, but on the flip side, I love her personality, and we have great chemistry, not to mention she's gorgeous. I'm 30, and I'd love to get married soon, but is she marriage material? Well, I'm going to answer that question this way. You ask, is she marriage material? Well, yes, she's marriage material if you don't mind her telling everything that goes on in your house. You already know what's going to happen. She's not going to just magically stop because you put a ring on it. Things just don't work like that. This is who she is, and she can't hold water. Obviously, when it comes to when she's mad and talking to her friends, she's someone who wants to feel like they're right when you guys argue. I think she's being selfish and disrespectful to you as her man, and she doesn't care how it makes you feel. So I just hope, you know, that you don't have any other secrets that you don't want anyone else to know. You know, you talk about your shortcomings and all of that. So if she gets mad, she's going to take it to the streets, period. So, and there's no way you're going to be able to stop her. You can't, because it hasn't worked so far. She says she's going to quit and then she doesn't. And, you know, she's still calling her go-to vent person. She talks about you to her other friends, too. You mentioned that in the letter. You can't be in a marriage with her walking around on eggshells. You've got to be able to be yourself. Your spouse is that one person, you know, that you should be able to be free with. You can't be like that with her, because if you make her mad, she's going to tell everyone who listens. You might be 30 and ready for love, nephew. See how I did that? You might be ready for love and marriage, but I don't think she is. Not right now. Steve?
Well, my girlfriend is talking behind my back. That's already a problem. Mm-hmm. A big one. Now, you've been with her for close to a year, and you say the major problem is she talks behind your back. Because you'd notice a change in the way her friends greet you and act around you. And now you ain't giving much thought, and then you found out why they were doing it. Your girl got an attitude because you playing a video game. She wanted to argue. She started texting everybody back to back, and she fell asleep. Well, you checked the answer machine, and you found out what the text was about. And then a text came from her gay male friends, from one of her gay male friends, and he typed that I'm not a real man, and she could do much better. So you didn't read no more because you know what you've been dogging. You text him back, told him to watch yourself, which is what you should have did. Because since I ain't a real man, let me tell you what real men do. So now, since you talking to my girl about me, that ain't real men ain't supposed to do that, but you done did that. So now let me tell you, there's going to be some consequences next time you do it. I'll leave all the rest of that alone. So anyway, it kept happening with two of her other friends. And they make all these comments, and then, you know, you saying that the difference is you wasn't raised like her. You grew up in the suburbs and everything, and your mother was a single mother and a lot of stuff like that. And y'all disagree over a lot of small stuff. So when I come back, I'm going to go over, is she marriage material or not? Because that's your question, because you're 30 and you want to get married. Is she marriage material or not? I'll let you know that when we come back, brother.
All right, thank you, Steve. We'll have part two of Steve's response at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's subject is, my girlfriend is talking behind my back. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letters subject. My girlfriend's talking behind my back.
All right. This man got this girlfriend that talks behind her back, goes to all her friends with all the problems. He's noticed a difference in her, noticed a difference in the way her friends treat him. So he started wondering what was up. They got in an argument over a video game one night. She started texting everybody back to back. She falls asleep. He checks a message. One of her gay male friends says, you can do better than that. He's not a real man. He gets mad, texts the dude back and says, hey, watch yourself. Now, for this dude to tell you that you're not a real man, but then he does something that ain't manly right there, telling his girl you ain't a real man, he in somebody else's business. Now, how manly is that? So now, here's the question. You said, I'd love to get married soon, but is she marriage material? Well, young man, let's go over a couple of things. First of all, she talks about you behind your back. Then in the letter you say, you all disagree about a lot of small stuff, okay? Then in the letter you said, I love her personality and we have great chemistry. But you say, this is a major flaw that my girlfriend has, because she does it constantly. But then you turn around and say, I love her personality and we have great chemistry. Okay, understand what you're saying. You have great chemistry, but you argue a lot about small stuff. She's got a great personality, but she talk about you behind your back. Now, the reason you can't see none of this is because you love her. And not to mention, she's gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Mm-hmm.
Sir, I can't tell you how many men that got in trouble because of that. She's gorgeous. She might be beautiful on the outside, but she don't seem that beautiful on the inside. Because she just talking about you. Now, if you want to marry her, understand something. This not going to get better. It's going to get worse. Marriage doesn't solve any problems. You can't just get married and all of a sudden whatever problems you had before you got married, they get fixed. So she going to still talk about you. And now you're going to be married. And she going to tell all your married business. And I can't even tell you how marriage ain't going to survive that. The secret I had to learn to a great marriage is that the couple should form a two-handed circle. and don't let nobody in it. Don't let the kids in it, the in-laws in it, and damn sure don't let your family in it. And you sure ain't got no business letting the friends in it. She has her friends in y'all circle, and all y'all got is a boyfriend-girlfriend thing. So when y'all get married, guess who gonna be in the circle? Her, her gay friends, her girlfriends, everything. So, bruh, you're heading down a life of misery because she gorgeous. Now, you 30, and you love to get married soon, but is she the marriage material? I mean, ask yourself that, man. You should be marrying a person who is down with you, who is your ride or die, your friend. So now let me ask you something. If you've heard people say that their marriage works because they're married to their best friend, let me see. If you married your best friend, let me ask you this. Do you have any friends who do this to you? Do you have any of your friends that do this to you, that's talking about you behind your back? No, because you pick your friends. I ain't got no friends that talk about me behind my back. Now, I got some friends that'll defend me. I got some partners, man, that really know me. And if you say something crazy about me, you're shaking the wrong tree. So now, is she marriage material? She may be, but not for you.
Right.
And because she's gorgeous, brother, you know how many fine women walk around out here? Boy. Woo. Now, I know it's just a highlight reel. But there's some hellified highlights on these reels, boy. If it's just gorgeous, you won't. And I can promise you, one of them gorgeous girls really has a nice personality. Because what you're thinking about is a nice... See, she's bubbly and happy to everybody else, but not to you. Y'all argue about a lot of stuff. And she ain't down with you. And, bro, I don't see how this could last.
Yeah, I don't either, Steve. You're right.
Bruh, don't sign up for this.
You can't go.
Because this is bad, man.
Telling your friend your business.
This is bad, bro. This marriage can never survive. Nope. You feel me? So I'm just saying to you, as your uncle, big brother, I wouldn't do it. Now, you can stay her girlfriend, keep it at a distance because you like her because she's fine. You know, y'all can stay girlfriend. But don't marry this girl, partner. You know, if I was you, I'd start distancing myself. Because obviously, she likes the advice her friends is giving her. Let her marry one of her friends. Since they so perfect.
All right, Steve, thank you. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey.
Especially
FM
the one
Instagram.
You talk to. Marry him, see how it go.
And Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, Sports Talk with Junior, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.